It's party time, y'all. We are celebrating the big 100 next. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Can you believe we are in episode 100 already? It's definitely a cause for celebration, and it is just so crazy for me to think, especially considering when I started my business, when I started this journey, I'm not sure if I made it to 12 written blog posts in 1 year. Yes, you've heard that right. So I have to give myself a pat on the back just for being consistent, for making it this far. But of course, I couldn't have done it alone. I've had you to support me, you to listen week after week. And also those are my team that are helping me to produce this podcast, doing everything that it takes to produce this podcast. So today I thought we'd celebrate in 5 ways. I'm going to highlight some of your wins as a listener since we started this podcast. I'm going to also share with you and highlight some of my involvement in my journey. And I'm going to share with you some fun stats that I think you'd love about the podcast. Because after all, this is your podcast. And I'm going to share with you, the fourth thing I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you a special announcement that I know you will love as part of celebrating this 100 episode milestone. And the fifth thing of how are we going to celebrate is I'm going to challenge you on one action that you can take today with this celebration. So let's go ahead and get started with this. So let's talk about audience wins. So naturally, I'm not going to rattle off a bunch of names right now because I want to just make sure this is short and sweet. But in as far as you listening out there, we have had stories of paying off debt, getting systems in place that were never in place to begin with, being in control, empowerment around choices, getting a kick in the butt to move forward on things that were being procrastinated on before, sharing stories on a podcast episode. Those are some of the things, some of the wins that have come from you. And of course, I'm just generalizing it here because we would be having a long episode here if I went on. So those are just some amazing wins, and I love that you have been sharing those with me. Now, as far as my involvement since episode one, if you have listened to episode one, did you know I recorded that episode? It's about between 15 minutes and 20 minute episode, and I re-recorded that episode maybe 5 to 7 times. Seriously. I don't re-record a full episodes like I used to, but I used to for some reason. I felt that was necessary. And when I recorded that, it literally took me for that 15-20 minute episode. It probably took me anywhere between 1 and 2 hours to get it to a point where I was okay with, because I was nervous. I was dying inside. Seriously, I was literally putting myself out there, and it was the first time I was doing this, and I wanted to get it right. So therefore, I re-recorded it a ton of times. Another thing that has been happening since the first episode is something that just took me by surprise, and nothing that is not to take away from what I think I can do, but I wasn't expecting it at the time. And that this is the publisher approaching me about writing a book. So that one just took me by surprise. It wasn't anything on my radar that I was going to do, or I wasn't thinking about it, because hello, I podcast. And remember, I wrote not even 12 blog posts in 1 year. So it was nothing I wasn't really even considering, but it was just really an honor. And it felt really good to be approached by a publisher, because that doesn't happen often. That the book publishing process, sometimes you have agents, sometimes you submit different drafts and or manuscripts, as they call them in the industry. They may get accepted, they may not. So you know, for me, it was just definitely a huge honor. So that was something that was just incredible and amazing for me. And then since the first episode, because of my love of podcasting, I've been contemplating more and more a podcast in Spanish. Now, as you all know, I was born in Colombia. I am legally a Colombian citizen and an American citizen. But that is something that is also close and dear to my heart to do one similar to this one, but just basically in Spanish. But first things first, I have to first finish this book project done and out of the way, and then I'll think more on that. So to have two podcasts, that's crazy. And the other thing, I really, really have connected with so many wonderful people, and I've been able to serve more of you just because of those podcasts. So it's been such an amazing journey, and I really, really appreciate you and thank you from the bottom of my heart just for all the support and for you listening. Now, as far as stats, I thought you would enjoy this because this is nothing I ever share. And I don't know if other podcasters share this with their audience, but I'm going to share it with you. Since the beginning till now, we have had over 100,000 total downloads and growing. And what does that mean by a download? Just so you have a better concept. It can be someone listening and to an episode for, I don't know if it's a minute or so that it considers a download. It's probably less. It could be someone binging on episodes. It could be someone listening to that semi episode several times. So it's just, I've been excited just to see the growth of the podcast, just to think it's been downloaded over 100,000 times and that it's growing is just amazing. And incredible to know also that we have reached 112 countries up to now. And to think about that, I can't even reach that with just here trying to do something locally. That's just not possible. But the power of the podcast, the power of the internet allows me to do that. And just so you know, because I know we've got people from the US and Canada and those countries, I thought it'd be fun to share with you out of those 112 countries, which ones were the top 10. So this is in the order from most downloads to on down, right? The top 10 countries with the most downloads are US coming in first, naturally, right? That makes sense. Then Canada coming in second, Australia third, the United Kingdom fourth, China was in fifth place, then Germany in sixth, the Philippines in seventh, New Zealand in eighth, South Africa in ninth, and Ireland in 10th. So that was pretty cool. But what I'm wondering here is, because I'm from Colombia, what happened? It was one of the countries, one of the 112 countries, but there's just not enough love from my birthplace, y'all. Not yet, anyways. As far as the top 10 states in terms of most downloads of states, California came in first, Texas, so I'm doing another top 10. So California first, Texas in second, New York in third, Florida in fifth, Virginia in sixth, Washington State in seventh, North Carolina in eighth, New Jersey in ninth, and Pennsylvania in 10th. So I thought that was pretty neat, and I thought you'd be interested in to know that and see if you fall in one of those states or one of those countries. So really, I have, because we're over 100,000 downloads at this time, would you help me reach and get it to 200,000 before 2018? You think that's possible? I think we can do it together. So please, please share and share this podcast to anyone that you feel would be helpful for. Now, as far as the announcement, which you probably are wondering, what in the world is she cooking up? Well, here it is. Because we're celebrating 100th, because it is my birthday month, because Mother's Day, because Military Spouse Appreciation Day, Memorial Day, I decided I wanted to give away 100 free 15-minute coaching calls. Yes, you heard that right. 100 free 15-minute coaching calls. Why? Well, besides wanting to help you, this is a way to celebrate directly with you by connecting with you in real life or maybe virtual life, right? Depending on how we actually chat. But it also really helps me to stay in the loop as to what is going on with you, your challenges, what you need, maybe some changes that I need to make in my business, my service offerings, those type of things. Those things would be helpful. And that's a way to get that information and really stay in tune to what you need. So this is how it's going to work. You'll go to jenhemphill.com/giveaway, and there you'll find a survey. You'll answer those questions. And after those questions, I promise they're brief, they're painless. But after you answer those questions, once you hit submit, you'll get the link and the coupon code to schedule the call. And from there, once the call is scheduled, we can connect on phone or on Skype. You have the option. And on that day of our call, just be ready to share your most pressing challenge or maybe it's a particular question that you really need answering. Any question you have, any challenge you have, anything that you really want to talk through with me about in regards of money, I will help you with this. And that is it. I'm not going to try to offer you one of my services, nothing of the sort. Really, this is just to really get to know you, connect with you, celebrate with you, get to know what you need so I can better offer the services that you need, make changes if necessary, do whatever I need to help you better. So I am excited about this giveaway, and I hope that you take advantage of this opportunity. The appointments can be booked starting now, so do that now, but they have to be booked no later than Friday, June 23rd. So it is just 100 calls, right? So it's first come, first serve, 100 calls. Once they go, that coupon code won't be valid. You'll just show it's invalid. If you, for some reason, you think something went wrong, just be sure to reach out to me and we'll see what's going on. But that's how it's going to work. 100 calls, first come, first serve. You need to book it no later than Friday, June 23rd. Now, as far as the action that you can take, the fifth way that we're celebrating, one action that you can take today to help in the celebration, you probably have a good idea of what it is, and is to share about this podcast, but more in particular, share your favorite episode with 3 people today. If it's hard to choose one episode or you don't know which one episode to pick, you can share simply this one if you like, or just pick one. So I hope that you accept the challenge in this, because this would be phenomenal to be able to reach more women, help more women. And I can't do it alone. As you know, you've been the one that's been helping me and a big help in the success of this podcast. So that is it for today. I appreciate you tuning in, celebrating this big milestone with me. Next week on the podcast, I will introduce you to Sarah Lee Kane, who grew up in a family of pretty much a good bit of accountants, and we'll learn how that influenced her personal finance education. So I appreciate you celebrating reaching 100 episodes. You can check out a summary of the pod of this episode over at jenhemphill.com/100. So again, let's continue to grow this podcast and reach more and more women. Don't forget the challenge, the one action for today in our celebration. It's easy to share. If you're listening from your smartphone, you should see 3 dots on the screen. You swipe through and find the share button, that little symbol that looks like a less than symbol. And it gives you the option to share via text, social media, email, whatever you choose. So I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you just from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate you celebrating with me the 100 episodes. I will talk to you next Thursday.